Hey, this is John Workman, host of Stuff Electricians Should Know, the podcast, as well as creator of electricianslibrary.com. Now, if you've followed me for any amount of time, you know that we've done over 100 episodes of Stuff Electricians Should Know. And before this, we had a podcast called The Weekly Buzz, where we recorded over 30 episodes of that as well. And they are 100% free, and we'll continue to make these 100% free. Love doing them, love putting them together, giving you this free educational resource to help you out. Now, to help keep this free, I've decided to write a book called Rules for Electricians. And this is the first volume in a 3-volume set of rules for electricians, rules that you should know to help yourself be better each and every single day in this amazing trade that you're involved in. So you can head over to www.rulesforelectricians.com and you can check it out, give you a brief explanation of the rules that you're going to find in the book and how they can help you. And by you supporting this book, you will help to support this podcast and the other resources that we have to keep them free for anybody who wants to learn and better themselves in the trade. So head over to rulesforelectricians.com, check it out, and show us a little love and get your copy today. Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, John Workman. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell you about SESK University. That's Stuff Electricians Should Know University. Now, this is something special that we've been putting together for you, the electrician, that has become a premium training resource. Now, what is it? First of all, it's not just a newsletter. This is an interactive booklet that comes to you in physical form every single month. And what do I mean by interactive? I mean there are QR codes that pull up videos, that pull up audio, that pull up downloads, worksheets, you name it, we've had it on there. And this comes every single month to your doorstep. Now, something special is happening in the month of July. Beginning in July, there will be a video masterclass that will join the SESKU booklet for even more in-depth training on the month's subject. So it's not something you're going to want to miss. Head over to sesk-u.com and you can learn more about it. That's sesk-u.com. And make sure you sign up today so that you don't miss out on all the great training that is coming in the future. Okay, so as we're just closing up the month, as we've been talking about VFDs for the last couple of weeks, we talked about what a VFD is, how VFDs work, and when can you use VFDs. I wanted this last episode to kind of give you an example of exactly what VFDs can do. And, you know, there are a lot of extreme cases out there where you get these gigantic manufacturing facilities or you know, great big office buildings that really benefit from having these VFDs. But I want to show you, just read you a case study about a little wooden toy company that was able to get a VFD on site and how it actually helped them. You know, kind of just like a little mom and pop place, but it actually benefited them as well. So it goes to show that VFDs are not just for great big facilities, great big operations, but it can help out a lot of smaller companies as well. So this is what the case study says. Drive cuts cost for wooden toy company. A 30 kW drive is helping a wooden toy company reduce the noise in its workshops, as well as save over $700 a year in energy. Community Playthings is a company run by the Beech Grove community, a religious community near Sandwich in Kent. For the past 5 years, the company has produced wooden items such as workbenches, blocks, and toys for sale to schools.
Community Playthings approached a company about installing a drive as it was experiencing problems with the dust extraction equipment in the workshop. The workshop has an extractor fan for removing wood dust from the air through ducting previously based on a 30 kW motor driving a fan. It ran at a constant speed regardless of the number of machines working or the amount of dust in the air. The manager of the Community Playthings explains, the system was too powerful for present use and created a lot of noise. A 30 kW drive was recommended, and as quoted from one of the sales reps, each woodworking machine in the workshop now has its own vent connected to the air extracting ducting. When the machine is switched on, the operator opens the vent, causing the pressure in the ducting to stop. When the machine is switched off, the vent is closed and the pressure rises. The drive uses a pressure differential sensor, ensuring that the correct air pressure and volume is maintained in the ducting to avoid damaging the ducting and wood dust settling in the ducts. The noise in the workshop has now been substantially reduced, and with the energy savings, the system will pay for itself in 14 months. So you can see the drive has some great potential to help out almost any situation. In this situation, it's going to save them almost $700 a year in energy, which may not seem like a lot, but when you're just a small little operation, that could be, who knows, half of your year's worth of electricity usage. It also made it a lot quieter in the facility, so it wasn't so noisy all the time, and that can be, you know, a real distraction. It can be, you know, cause headaches, whatever. You know, just being able to work in a quieter, more calm environment can do a lot for the facility and for the employees that work there. So just a quick little case study to show you that drives are invaluable in a lot of cases and can really improve so many areas of life in these workshops. So anyways, if you haven't gone over to sesk-u.com, the July issue of the Stuff Electricians Should Know University Masterclass Journal will dive deeper into VFDs. And this month, in the month of July, we have a masterclass video that will go along with the masterclass journal. So right now it's shaping up to be at least a 35 to 40 minute video. Could push a little longer than that even, but it's going to dive deep into VFDs and how they can be used, some more case studies, a few principles that we haven't covered this month about VFDs. And so if you really want to dig a little bit deeper into VFDs, go over to SESK-U, which stands for Stuff Electricians Should Know University, and sign up and become a member of SESKU. You will get the physical copy of the Masterclass Journal in the mail. You will also get access to the Masterclass video that will go hand in hand with the journal, and there are a couple other perks that you'll get as well. So head over to SESK-U.com, sign up, become a member, get this information on VFDs, and that will cover us for July. August is going to be even more awesome. I got some cool things planned. A big bonus for those that sign up in August is coming its way. So just head over, check it out, and you know, I promise you won't regret it.
So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into this week's episode of the Stuff Electricians Should Know podcast, the one and only podcast that is truly trying to give you the tools that you need to become the best electrician that you can be. Not just an electrician, but the electrician. So make sure that you go and share this episode with a friend, coworker, colleague, or anyone that you think can benefit. And until next time, I hope you stay happy. I hope you stay healthy. But most of all, I hope you stay grounded.